It's Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak approved new district maps yesterday that account for a decade's worth of population growth. They also shore up Democrats' voter registration advantage in the State House and two battleground congressional districts. Newly drawn districts will likely aid Democrats in efforts to defend U.S. House seats currently held by Representatives Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford as the GOP attempts to reclaim a majority in Congress. Though Republicans oversee redistricting in more states, Democrats who control the process in states like Nevada and Illinois have pushed through their proposals, hoping to partially offset alleged gerrymandering in states like Texas and North Carolina. Carson City Health and Human Services has announced that it will stop offering community-based COVID-19 testing events as well as on-site testing next month. Officials with the agency said the decision to end the testing is based on a drastic decrease in demand, along with an increased focus on vaccination efforts. They will continue monitoring community metrics and can resume testing for the virus if the need arises. As we head into a second pandemic winter, officials in our region still disagree about mask mandates. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
New Mexico and Colorado have both seen a recent resurgence in COVID-19 infection rates. They've both seen a rise in hospitalizations, and in both states, slightly more than 60% of residents are fully vaccinated. One difference between the two, New Mexico has had a mask mandate since mid-August. During a press conference last Friday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis questioned whether mandates are really effective.
One hypothesis is that those who are unvaccinated are the least likely to follow a mask order. And obviously, if we're trying to get them to do one thing, it would be to get vaccinated. That's more important.
Vaccines remain contentious, too. Wyoming and Utah lawmakers met separately this fall to craft legislation against vaccine mandates, though Utah was more successful at that. Idaho's legislature is making a similar attempt with its own special session. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
A Nevada judge says a Las Vegas man's admission that he voted twice in the 2020 general election amounted to a cheap political stunt that backfired. It was a case that state Republicans seized on to claim voter irregularities, but Judge Carly Kearney in Las Vegas said Tuesday that Donald Kirk Hartle's guilty plea to voting twice in the same election shows the system actually works because he got caught. Hartle was accused of voting with a ballot that had been mailed to his dead wife. He is the chief financial officer of companies owned by state Republican Party finance chairman Donald Ahern. Hartle was fined $2,000 and sentenced to what amounts to a year of probation. The White House hosted day two of its summit with Native American leaders yesterday. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced a new initiative to improve consultation between federal authorities and tribal governments. The secretary's Tribal Advisory Committee, or STAC, will be the first of its kind.
As the first Native American cabinet secretary and leader of the department charged with carrying out treaty and trust responsibilities, I want tribal leaders to be able to speak with me directly.
Federal law requires the government to consult with tribal nations on decisions that affect them, but many Native Americans say the process is jammed with red tape or doesn't allow enough time for community input. Nevada recently became the 16th state to adopt California's clean car standards. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent explores what that means.
State officials and environmental advocates have heralded the decision as a way to not only strengthen emission standards and expand access to electric vehicles, but also to take a major step towards limiting the state's primary source of pollution. The above regulation, also known as Clean Cars Nevada, implements California's low emissions vehicle standards for tailpipe emissions. The regulation also adopts California's Zero Emission Vehicles Program, which requires car manufacturers to produce a certain percentage of zero-emission motor vehicles each year. Both requirements will be effective for model year 2025. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Sean Galanca. And in a bit of good news, there is a ray of hope for the vanishing orange and black western monarch butterflies. The number of butterflies wintering along California's central coast is bouncing back after the population reached an all-time low last year. An annual winter count last year by the Xerces Society recorded fewer than 2,000 butterflies. An unofficial count by researchers and volunteers show there are more than 50,000 monarchs. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.